She died within hours from overheating, possibly caused by a failure of the central R7 sustainer to separate from the payload. The true cause and time of her death were not made public until 2002. Instead, it was widely reported that she died when her oxygen ran out on day 6. Or, as the Soviet government initially claimed, she was euthanized prior to oxygen depletion. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Laika. Laika is a dog, according to Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a website. I am a human. I am Will. And this is Willipedia. Cue theme song.
This is 1069 WSEX Studios. This is Willipedia.
Welcome to Willipedia. مرحبا بكم في ولابيديا ولابيديا
Bienvenido a Willipedia.
Vitam Willipedia.
Van harte welkom on Willipedia.
Willipedia is een gozer van jouw
This is Willipedia.
Welcome to the first ever episode of Willipedia, the show where I talk about subjects I know nothing about using Wikipedia as my only source. The theme for season one of Willipedia is dogs. We'll be getting into super interesting topics like Ole Yeller, Balto, and Clifford the Big Red Dog this season. At least I think they'll be interesting. I don't know. I haven't read the Wikipedia pages yet. But I have read the Wikipedia page for today's topic, which is Laika. So for those who would like to follow along at home, you can type in wikipedia.org/Laika. That's LAIKA. Wikipedia.org/Laika. My guest today is also the producer of the podcast. Her name is Anna Frixell. I like to call her Encyclopedia Britannica, but she doesn't like that name.
I don't like that I can hear my breath. It's actually going to make me want to hold my breath, so I think I'm going to pass out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anna, how much do you know about today's topic, which is Laika?
How do you know it's not Laika?
Laika?
I don't know. Are you pronouncing it correctly? Does Willipedia or Wikipedia have a pronunciation?
They don't have a pronunciation, so I don't know. I can't comment on that matter.
Bummer. Can you like Google it really quick? Otherwise, it's going to bother me.
Sorry, no. I only have one source, so. But I can tell you that we're going to be diving deep into the Wikipedia page right now, so let's start with a quick definition. Laika was a Soviet space dog who became one of the first animals in space and the first animal ever to orbit the Earth.
Hazel. Hey.
And our own dog is the first dog ever to rip up the sound equipment or the foam. Probably it fell off right there. Anyways, so Laika was selected to be an occupant of the Soviet spacecraft Sputnik 2, which was launched into outer space on 3 November 1957, which I can only assume means November 3rd, 1957.
Wait, so she was an untrained dog they just pulled up off the street?
Yep.
And were just like, here, go to space?
Pretty much, but what we're about to get into is kind of the story of how these Soviet scientists trained her, kind of how they train astronauts. So she's kind of like became a hero, but she was essentially sent on a suicide mission because she, as you heard in the intro, she died a couple of hours into the flight. She was meant to survive a lot longer, but she was always meant to die.
I honestly don't know if I can handle this story. I can handle serial killers, but for some reason, a dog dying against her own will is very sad
to me. No, just wait, because she becomes a hero in the end. as if it's uplifting. Because she was plucked off the streets, she might have died on the street, but instead she got to live a glorious life of going to outer space.
But can you imagine? I don't think she cared.
I don't think she cared, but can you imagine, like, a dog, like Hazel, for instance, or Laika, or any dog?
Don't make me imagine that.
No, just imagine a dog getting blasted into space and just, like, what they're thinking. Like, when our dog Hazel, like, looks out the window. When our dog Hazel looks out the window, her mind is blown. I feel like she enjoys it, though.
No.
Anyways,
I bet she was really scared.
Well, she was. We'll get into that. But anyways,
am I going to be really upset about this story?
No, this is a great story. Because I'm really freaking out about it. And her story ties in, interestingly, to the Cold War and the space race, and it calls into question the nature of morality as it relates to animal testing, like you've mentioned. But both the U.S. and the Soviet Union wanted to advance human spaceflight faster than their opponent. Even the U.S. was somewhat complicit in Russia sending the dogs up because they benefited from the scientific research of it. Kind of like if you've ever heard of the Americans, how we, like, the Nazis that did tests on all the humans back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I know I read a whole book on it.
Okay, maybe that'll be a future topic. Future Wikipedia Britannica. But first, let's go back to the beginning.
Stop calling it Wikipedia Britannica.
What should it be called?
Just Wikipedia.
Okay, Wikipedia featuring my guest, Encyclopedia Britannica.
No.
Anna.
No.
Okay, so the story of Laika's life. She was found as a stray dog wandering the streets of Moscow, like I mentioned. Soviet scientists used stray dogs in their experience because they assumed that the animals already knew how to survive in extreme weather conditions. It's like, think about Moscow, very cold. She was 11 pounds and approximately 3 years old. Her nicknames included Kudryavka, Little Curly, Zhushka, Little Bug, and Limonchik, Little Lemon. And Laika is the name for several breeds of dogs similar to the husky. A Russian magazine once described her temperament as phlegmatic. I don't know what that means because I haven't read the Wikipedia page, but apparently she did not quarrel with other dogs. Someone else called her quiet and charming. So what all this means is, and Wikipedia goes along into this, it's weird how much the scientists working with her liked her, even though they knew they were sending her on this suicide mission. They kind of, like, were her adoptive family for a while and gave her, like, that human interaction, and she was a good dog. That's not, you're not buying that?
I just, it's really bumming me out, to be honest.
Mm.
Like, she got picked up off the streets and thought she got rescued.
But she got a
and
job.
And found a family, and then
and then they blasted then her they, into
then
space.
They, like, freaking, like, destroyed her. It's so upsetting.
Yeah.
I can't, like, and also, like, for the viewers at home, Hazel's also sitting in Will's lap looking at me, and I'm just, like, I can't imagine working with a creature and knowing that I was gonna basically murder them in, like, a month, you know.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it, and that's awful to me. And so this whole story to me is kind of just, like, upsetting.
So Laika's trainer Oleg Gazenko said in 1998, "Work with animals is a source of suffering to all of us. We treat them like babies who cannot speak. The more time passes, the more I'm sorry about it. We shouldn't have done it. We did not learn enough from the mission to justify the death of the dog." So are we going to get a live cry on the mic?
No.
In order to train the dogs, they were kept in progressively smaller cages for periods of up to 20 days.
I don't know if I can listen to this, Will.
All right, let me fast forward. Another scientist.
I can't listen to here we how go, here she we was go. Tortured.
Here we go. Oh, here we
while
go.
Staring I said,
oh,
at
listen
my dog.
To this. This is cool. They were also trained to eat space food gel, which I think we should get our dog to do, too. We have a dog together, Anna and I. Shout out to Hazel.
Miss Night.
And okay, this is positive. Another scientist who worked with Laika Dr. Vladimir Yazdovsky took Laika home to play with his children. He said, I wanted to do something nice for her. She had so little time left to live.
I can't deal with this story, Will.
It's like a Russian tragedy.
Why would you pick this story? It's like kind of the worst story of all time. And I'm sad that I have to know it.
So they knew she was going to die, but they still did as much as possible to see how they could prepare for her flight and make her as comfortable as possible. It's messed up that they use the dog, but the way they've honored her since shows they're not totally heartless like we might make them out to be.
Why didn't they just send, like, a mouse?
Oh, they did. They sent a monkey, too, I think.
Why'd they have to send a dog?
So they did a surgery on them, and they blast...
On Laika?
Yeah, and they attached, like, sensors to measure her and stuff. And they shot her up into space from Kazakhstan. And then they were trained...
Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan, sorry.
Kazakhstan?
Wikipedia doesn't say how to pronounce it, Kazakhstan. But that's why I have my wife. And yeah, the dogs were trained to be accustomed to the feeding system within the rockets. And then I wrote, again, good training throughout all of this. A NASA document claims that Laika was placed in the capsule of the satellite on 31 October 1957. Which I assume means October 31st, 1957, which I assume means it was Halloween, which also means it was 3 days before the start of the mission. The temperature was extremely cold, and a hose connected to a heater was used to keep her container warm. Poor little girl.
See, the problem with this is that the problem with using dogs of any creature is that they're so trusting of humans. That to betray a dog means you are, like, the worst human of all time.
And one of the technicians who prepared the capsule for final liftoff stated that after placing Laika in the container and before closing the hatch, we kissed her on the nose and wished her bon voyage, knowing that she would not survive the flight. But I feel like it's like people put dogs down and stuff, and if she was a street dog, she might have got put down anyways. So it's
I don't think anybody should put dogs down.
I know, I understand that, but it's like, for what the circumstances were, at least she had like a badass mission and the people around her like loved her.
I don't think that mattered to her.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That didn't matter to her at all. I think she wanted to have a family and a home and live a long, happy life. And they experimented on her. And further, I don't appreciate the fact that they knew she was going to die. Why couldn't they have made it a situation where she might have lived? Mm-hmm. That I might have appreciated more. But they were like, yeah, we know she's going to die. Like, what was the point then? Shouldn't the point have been that they were testing it to see if it was, like, safe for humans?
Yeah. That was what the point was.
But they went into it knowing she was going to die.
Because they couldn't get the rocket back for whatever reason or something.
So that they shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
That's asshole move.
Anyways, the results of the experiment were her respiration increased to between 3 and 4 times the pre-launch rate at peak acceleration.
Are you going to, like, read to me how she died scientifically? Because I don't want to know.
Essentially, some
viewers at home can look it
up. Some heating thing malfunctioned and it got really hot. And she spent 3 hours in weightlessness.
I can't, sorry.
Okay, let's fast forward. They plan to euthanize her with poison serving of dog food.
Oh my god. I really honestly like
and what I wrote on this is, what a way to go out. In some sense, only a dog could be trained this well to be an astronaut. Dogs were the first astronauts. In 1957, also, this wasn't thought of strange at all, because dogs were more like test subjects that could just be blasted out into the universe. But in the UK, the National Canine Defense League called for all dog owners to observe a minute's silence. Some animal rights groups protested at Soviet embassies. But lab researchers in the U.S. actually helped out and offered support for the Soviets with their tests. And the Soviet media never questioned the decision to use dogs in their tests.
Of course they didn't.
In Russia, Laika's memorialized in the form of a statue and a plaque at Star City, Russia. the Russian cosmonaut training facility. She's on the Monument of Conquerors of Space. In 2008, she got another monument. There's Hazel, our dog, barking. She's been on envelopes, stamps, cigarettes, and matches.
Now they're just, like, monetizing off of this poor dog.
Yeah. For other
dogs.
You
know what? Right. Russia didn't deserve Laika. And for the and actually, to take it further, humans didn't deserve Laika. That poor creature.
Well, then it doesn't bring up to the fact of, like, what's the point of even leaving space? And why are we messing with the reality, the balance of the universe and blasting, like, dogs into space?
Now we know that there's no way that we can actually, like, find another planet to live on in time to escape the destruction of our own.
Yeah.
What's the point of it all?
Exactly. So, in conclusion...
So, you want to get married or what?
Yeah. In conclusion, China's winning the space race these days. And now it's time for See Also. See Also, Animals in Space is a topic on Wikipedia. And here's a fun fact. Two bulldogs were launched on a one-way mission to the orbiting frog Otolith satellite on 9 November 1970, which I assume means November 9th, 1970, to understand more about space motion sickness. And that's the episode. Thank you to everyone for tuning in. Yeah.